Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, Fort McMurray Toyota.
There we go.
As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please reintroduce yourself to everybody at home?
I sure can. My name is Ryan Moyer. I am one of the senior salespeople here at Fort McMurray Toyota in our brand new location here on McDonald Ave.
24 hours early because I am rudely...
One day early.
Yeah. So thank you for accommodating us today.
I had it marked on my calendar.
I know, you proved me wrong. That's right. Tanner's over there, guard. Like, everybody's just like, dude, you stink. So, new building, new facility.
It's nice.
What are your thoughts?
I love the new building. Yeah. It's awesome. Like, it's state of the art. I feel like we haven't even, like, reached our potential with this store yet.
Yeah.
To figure out, like, because there's all kinds of rooms in this place that we're not sure if we're using. We got a nice... beautiful boardroom up there. We got beautiful lunchroom, a bathroom where I spend most of my time, and like this massive showroom with all these beautiful Toyotas here in the showroom.
Yeah, it's wild. Like the view from upstairs, just looking at Fort McMurray.
It's crazy.
Is nuts.
It's crazy. Yeah, like just when I'm in the lunchroom up there, like at nighttime when it's night, and I look outside and all the lights are on. You see people coming up and down the street.
Yeah,
it's kind of a whole different vibe over here now.
Yeah,
it's weird.
It is, and like you guys have. Like the view of Franklin Avenue because the parking lot's there.
Yeah.
So like it's unobstructed.
That's right. Yeah. So I can see everything.
Yeah, it's cool. And everybody can see you too.
That's
from both sides. Like when you're on like the highway there, you see this vehicle, whatever's parked there. And then when you're coming on that one, you guys are like right in the thick of things.
Right in the middle of it. Yeah, you can't miss this, man.
You're making it cool down here too. It's a cool building. Like you're part of like that revitalization of the
brand new modern building.
It's built in downtown.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. We're just right across the street from you guys. We love it down here.
You guys are right over there?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You should come over and film with us.
I know.
It's a different vibe. This is a cool, don't get me wrong, I like filming with you guys here.
Yeah.
Very cool. But you guys need to come over and like really check out the studio.
All right. Well, you bring pizza and I'll be there.
Oh.
Pizza and wings.
What kind of wings?
Oh, hot wings? Come on, man.
Okay, so here's my question.
Okay.
When we're going with a hot wing, are we going with a dry hot wing or a wet hot wing?
I like my hot wings wet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you don't need any dipping sauce on the side to go with it?
No. Sometimes if I'm feeling it, I'll put a little ranch on the side for a little dipping there.
Okay.
But that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. But check this out.
I'm listening.
One thing I've tried to do before, when I had my hot wings, I would put cinnamon and sugar on it. Just stay with me. Just try it out, guys. Try it out one time. I promise you, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
Huge game changer.
Yeah.
Sweet and spicy. Exactly.
He made some bacon with like some cinnamon and stuff on it. And, like it was.
You got bacon?
On me? No.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I wish.
No, I left it at home.
But yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
So
right.
I like a dry wing, but I like a little hot sauce on the side.
Okay.
To make it a little.
Yeah, I mean a hot wing. How do you go wrong with a hot wing?
You don't.
You can't.
Right. So what pizza place
you
are you getting?
Honestly, I've been up in Gregoire the whole time that I've lived here. I've been here a little over 3 years now, and you might shoot me for this, but I just recently stumbled onto Milano's, which is like almost right across the street from where I live. And they got pizza locked down. Like everybody's talking all this nonsense about these certain pizza places. I'm not gonna drop any names or anything like that, but Milano's, man, like they have the best pizza in town by far, no question at all.
In Gregoire?
Yeah. I think there's two locations now, but the one I go to obviously is right
obviously,
by my place.
And like, listen, just because they have the same name doesn't mean it's the same pizza.
That's
like,
right.
We talk about the Joma's different locations all the time, and like, not every Joma's is created equally. So
that might I might have to branch out then try a new spot for Joma's, I think is what you're trying to say.
Oh, well, no, like I'm exploring all of them now. Joma's is like my favorite.
Yep, I've heard
from growing up here. That being said, like they had it on lockdown for so long, I wasn't really exploring other options.
Fair enough.
So I have been trying a lot of different places. Yeah. So I'm gonna give yours a try. Hughes,
absolutely,
right down the street from you guys.
They're delicious. Yeah, they're good too.
Hughes is great.
I'm sorry, man. Milano's
got them is
beat.
Yours.
Yeah, they got them beat, man.
And what's your pizza order?
Actually, I get bacon and pineapple because they put bacon strips on the pizza. It's not like crumble bacon or like little pieces of bacon, like flat out. Like here's your strip of bacon right across the pizza, and sprinkle that with some pineapple. I know that's it's blasphemy for some people, but. I don't care. It's the bomb.
The full strip of bacon is what's got me going. Buddy.
It's no joke, man. It's no joke. Try it out.
The last time I was in Italy and I ordered this, man, pizza in Italy is not pizza what you think you're going to get. It's great. Don't get me wrong. Like, it was delicious, but it's not what you think it is.
No, it's not like heavy cheese. Like, it's more about the sauce, right? And the sauce and the dough.
Yeah, like one time I ordered this pizza and it came out and it was like, everything you order in Italy is not what you think you're gonna get.
Okay.
Just straight up.
I'm with you.
So I see like, a bacon pizza. Like finally I have a menu that I can read that I'm like, English, okay. Sweet.
Love it.
Get this bacon pizza out. This pizza has no sauce. It's drizzled with olive oil. And then the bacon is uncured strips of bacon. It's raw bacon.
Really?
And I'm just looking at this thing being like, man, how did they mess up that? Now, it was delicious. It's just not
there
what
you
I
go.
Thought.
See? Yeah.
But I've never had it.
Just expanding your mind.
They didn't mess it up. That's right. They didn't mess it up.
You just want to know what this preconceived notion, right?
That's right.
I get it.
But your pizza that you're describing is exactly what I would have thought.
Okay.
So I'm going
to
try this out.
I challenge you to try it out.
I am challenge accepted. It might happen like
that's a win.
In the next 24 hours.
Lunch is in about an hour. Let's go.
Okay. So that's... And you go pineapple.
I do. Yeah, always been a bacon pineapple guy. Yeah, not ham and pineapple. For some reason, ham and pineapple in my head just doesn't work.
Right.
But bacon and pineapple is just
interesting.
Pretty much the same thing, just a different kind of
you
pork.
You would think, but like, let's be honest. Like, you can have bacon with anything.
Yeah.
Can you have ham with anything?
Well, it depends how much you like ham, I guess.
That's right.
Well, either way, you threw a variable in there.
Either way, but
the answer with bacon was yes.
Yes.
So there's the difference.
Yeah, bacon's
right?
The best.
100%.
Like, I love bacon.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah. It's like, it's so good. I'll eat it for every meal, for a snack. If it's around, done.
Bacon and eggs, pancakes, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic breakfast, dinner, or lunch.
100%.
That's right.
How do you... I love this is my favorite part about adulting.
Yeah.
You can just, whatever you want.
Whenever
you want.
You
a pancake
want.
At 3 in the morning, have a pancake at 3 in the morning. Nobody's going to stop you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did your parents, were your parents like that?
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it was a little different for me growing up, but I got away with a lot of things growing up
for
certain reasons. Because my mom's deaf. You probably didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
But so she never heard me sneaking around. Right? So.
She knew, though.
She might have in the morning. Yeah. She might see a few ingredients missing here and there, but I would always get away with it at the time.
That's right.
Yeah. Never caught red-handed.
Yeah. Like, I thought I got away with all this stuff as a kid. I was just like, me and my sister and brother would brag about like, I was doing this, I was doing that. Mom and dad didn't know. Yeah. They knew.
Oh, yeah.
They knew.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
You're right. They get the radar, right?
Yeah, you're just like, I think I'm slick, and then I'll say something, and my mom just looks at me and be like, I'm busted.
Yeah.
Just like, she knew.
Nailed.
Every single time. Yeah, I'm wild. I'm like, I have a little kid, right? Like Keegan. And so I'm like yourself. Like, I'm like, I'll eat whenever I want to eat. And like, I get my wife constantly telling me, stop doing that. But I like, before the meal, I like to go in the pantry and snack on something.
Yeah.
And she's like, why are you snacking before the meal? I'm like, well, it's not going to ruin my appetite. So I don't know why this is a controversial topic.
When you were a kid, maybe, but.
Yeah.
Now
and so
adult.
Like, but Keegan sees me doing it. And he's just like, hey, can I have a chip? And I'm like, only if you finish all your meal. And he's like, okay, bet. So I give him the chip, and then he finishes all his meal. I'm like, I don't see what the problem is
here. Okay, well, if that was the case, then there's no problem to be had.
Yeah, but it is weird having dessert before, you know.
I guess, maybe.
But, I don't know.
Just gotta expand your mind, man.
That's right. That's exactly it.
It's only dessert because you call it that. You could call it an appetizer.
That's right. That's exactly it. So with this new facility, there's a lot of cars here that I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Which is like the hot car right now, do you think?
I mean, I think that for Toyota, I think it will always and forever be the RAV4. I think that's always the most popular vehicle that we sell by far. Like literally 50% of our vehicle sales are RAV4s alone. Just
really?
In different trim levels. And then the other 50% is Tundras, Siennas, Sequoias, Tacomas, everything else.
Yeah.
And then half RAV4s. Yeah, the numbers don't lie. It's a super popular vehicle. Corollas are really, really popular too, which is why you don't see them.
Yeah. Right?
But we do have a bunch of Tundras here. They're great vehicle, great for our competitors. I just find that, you know, people think Toyota, they don't necessarily think big truck, right? They're thinking fuel economy, they're thinking reliability, they're thinking low maintenance, you know, and that just rings to the RAV4, the tradition of the RAV4, and the Corolla too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, they are.
Like, my wife has the Corolla hatchback.
Okay.
And
nice looking car.
Nice looking car. And I'm driving around town, I think she's spying on me all the time. I'm just seeing this car everywhere. I'm like, oh like, shit. My head's on a swivel. Like, right. They're literally...
Making sure you're not getting those snacks.
That's right. That's exactly it.
Snack, please.
That's right. Yeah. So, like, they're literally everywhere.
They are, yeah, they're
very
super popular
vehicle.
Super popular, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, man. Yeah.
I didn't know the RAV4 had that kind of number.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and now that we've said it, you're going to start seeing RAVs everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. They're a nice vehicle.
They are. Really nice, affordable, reliable. Like I said, they're just hard to come by because everybody wants them.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we're out of time. So before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Just like last time I did this, I don't know if you guys are still watching, but I'd want to give a shout out to my oldest daughter, Milana. She's in grade 11. She's just started going to the gym, and she's going to start getting buff, and I can't wait to see her. I can't wait to see her in about a month. So anyway, love you, Milana. I'll see you later.
There we go. Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.